Like, I went to China, I ordered for my banku flour, mm-hmm. and when it came, I got a big bag, mm-hmm. and the product couldn't fit in. And it has on there 1 kg, and my product is just 200 grams. How do I put 200 grams in that bag? And you've ordered 20,000. It becomes obsolescence, and it's just there. You can't use it again. So that's actually one challenge mm-hmm. also. Another two is the no differentiation. If the viewers are watching the presentation, they'll realize the image over there. You can see a lot of bottles wrapped around with stickers, mm-hmm. and they look all the same, but these are different products for different brands, but they look so the same. Saw the same, no difference.
It's okay. Like from a distance, you see something that looks like honey, but exactly. then it also looks like shito.
Exactly. And you don't know what, you have to go close to it.
Yeah.
Right. And this is a very big challenge for West Africa and Ghana. Another two is a poor safety, food safety. And mm-hmm. What maybe most Ghanaians or food processors do not know is that when you put your product in these containers, rigid plastics, they are not able to give you longer shelf life. It's very short. You put your product in there and you have like 2 or 1 month shelf life, and the product goes bad, right? And this has been a challenge because they produce, put them in the bag, but they are not able. How are they able to sell more to grow their business? This is one big challenge. Then now we have come in as EPAC, right, to solve this problem. Who are we? Who are we? EPAC is a flexible company, right? Flexible packaging company. And we are part of a global network now operating in Ghana. We have moved the campaign. That's how serious and passionate we are to create the business over here so people are able to have access to flexible packaging. And we also remain a modern digital printing technology users. That is what we use to print our packaging. So we use a digital system where you can print all your colors. Because if you're comparing this to the traditional way of printing, you realize that they count the colors in the design. So let's say if you pick up this artwork, you can see over 11 designs in there, and normally they will charge about $400 for a color. So if you're having 8 over there, it means you have to pay $8,000 for just the color before the quantities of the pack will come in addition. So you can imagine no SME will be able to afford it. And again, this adds up to the problem that we are looking to solve. Why are we here as a company? Yes, like I said, to be able to solve the problem of what bad packaging has been in Ghana. Now, to talk about our main vision, we are focused more on SMEs, small, medium-scale businesses, because like I said earlier, they are the ones that do not have the financial capacity to buy large volumes, etc., from different places.
So you give them an alternative?
Yes, so we give them an alternative. Our minimum, with minimum of 500 pieces, you can get something from us. I'll talk about that more going down into my presentation. But also, we are here to support them, help local brands grow and compete better. We say compete because there's a lot of products out there. And as a brand, if you want to grow, you should be able to stand out from the many that are out there. Right, so this is one thing that we stand in for. Our solutions, I mentioned the challenges earlier, and how we bring solutions to them is bringing the product fast to market. We are here, so no need to travel all the way to China.
It saves
you
time.
It saves your time. So we're fast to market. Come to us, you order, and you receive them between 15 to 20 working days. The pack is ready and good to go. And you can just run your business like that. Low minimum order, like I said. Minimum as low as 500 pieces you can buy. From other places, you have to do 10,000, 20,000, and you need a budget of about 50,000, 40,000 just to buy packaging. But with us, with less than 5,000, you can't be able to buy, even in fact, less than 2,000 something, you should be able to get packaging to walk away. Now, you are able to order to demand. Right, you buy what you need. You can save the money, use it for other things. You don't have to spend all this money to be buying larger quantities when you can only buy what you need. Right, another is a high quality custom printing. So from our end, you are able, if you look at the packaging people use on the on the market. They are plain pouches that are just unique and standard, right? So they'll buy it and put stickers on it. So they can be white, they can be brown. And then you now put your stickers on there. However, with our end, you are able to create your own design where we make the product for your own custom.
People can come
product.
With their own designs.
They can come with their own designs and then we make it for them. Types of packaging. What are the types of packaging we produce at EPAC Flexible Packaging? So over what we do, we produce standard pouches. I'm sure people know what the standard pouches looks like. They're just like the
can you describe
plain
them
ones.
Though?
Yes. So this is what a standard pouch is. It's able to stand, and that's why we call it a standard.
Without aid.
Without aid, it's able to stand because it comes with a perfect base. Mm. And normally, what the main standard pouches will come to replace the bottle ones on the market, because it's been done in a structure that it comes with a zipper, mm-hmm. right? And then you are able to put in the product, zip it, and then the food producer, you seal above it. Mm-hmm. You put in a tear notch, right, where your consumer can tear, then they can pour a bit of the product, zip it back, keep mm-hmm. it for the next use. So if you look at the idea of the standard pouch, it replaces the bottle, the rigid plastic
bottle
on the market.
For those who are watching us live, she's demonstrating it now, so you're able to see it and appreciate it much better. I see that there are a couple more different designs.
Exactly. So the next type that we do is the pillow bags. So the pillow bags, just a minute. So the pillow bags, they come more like this. Mm. But the reason why we have the pillow and we have the sachet type, with the pillow bags, we make it already form in a pillow bag form. So we will make it and we will seal the ends and leave one end open for you to put in the product, then you seal it. Mm. With a sachet type, the packaging comes in the form of a roll, which is another type that we offer. So you need an automatic foam fill machine to make them into the sachet, right? That is how the rolls make. And then for the pillow bags, those ones, we make it already for you. The whole idea is that for people who do not have money to purchase the machines, which is quite expensive, they can start off the business. We're here to support SMEs, and whatever we can do to support them grow, that's what we do. So we make the pillow bags just so for people who can start doing their shito, their honey bags, they can always start doing it in the little way they want. Then later in the future, they can grow to buy the machine, then make the sachet type. So these are the three types of packaging we do at EPAC Flexible Packaging. However, we have different material structures. We have the PET, which comes like a foil, mm-hmm. and the foil is what blocks the oxygen and light from getting into the product. And we have packaging that you can have a window where you want people to see the product. Your product is talking to your customers and it builds trust, right, with the customers. So we have different kind of material structures based on what you're looking for. We have specialists that will advise you on what will work better for you. And we have systems that we just don't do things out of our mind. We have systems that you can go through processing to give you pricing and costing. Everything that we run has been strategically planted up to make this work.
Let me ask this question. Yeah. As you spoke, something just jumped out at me.
Okay.
That when you handle packaging for an SME, not only do you produce the package, you assist in putting the product in the package.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right. So, I wanted that clarity.
Okay, no. So we just make the bag for you empty.
Right.
I was just trying to demonstrate how the product goes into it, etc. But we do not do pre-packaging at all, secondary packaging at our end. We just do the empty bags and then we serve you with your bag.
So
then you have to now put in
the package. So I can't carry my Sobolo to your office and say, I'm
no,
asking
please.
Because of handling.
Okay.
You know, so I just wanted that clarity. So what you do is that your process ends when you provide the package.
Yes.
But if the customer needs help with the packaging process,
mm-hmm.
that's another part of the value chain.
So it's an advisory thing that we give them. We have like all the sales team at EPAC Flexible are well equipped, and we take customers through the whole process. And our pouches are quite easy to use. actually. You just open it and then you put in the product, and all you need is a sealing machine, right? That can seal above it for food safety. It's quite simple to operate. It's not really difficult. It's not a long process after you get your bags.
Right.
Yeah.
I see a few more designs on your slides. Do you also do the stick packaging, and or these are things that are earmarked for future development?
No. So we do them. So let me explain. So you see this particular bag size you see. You see this way because this is how the customer wants the. It could be smaller. We have machines that can seal them into stick parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I know we've got a couple more slides, so maybe just one more slide, and then it's getting exciting. I want our listeners to also be a part of the conversation. So let's do a couple more slides, and then maybe just one more slide. And
all
then,
right. Yeah. Okay. So then I'll talk quickly about how we connect to agri-processing industry, because that's the main topic we are discussing today.
Mm-hmm.
Agri-processing industry are one of the biggest, I'll say, people that really need this packaging we're talking about, because we are talking about how you can move the product from the farm to fork, right? And the most important thing that comes in between that is packaging. If a farmer grows the product, let's say they are into yam, okay, and then they harvest. The yam tubers are there, they can sell some of it, but after 2 days, they start going bad. But if a farmer knows that, oh, if I add value, I have packaging at the end there to help me move the product. What the farmer is going to do is that get machineries that can process the yam, get dryers and things to dry them, make them into powder. And then that's another product we have there, fufu powder, which is even more healthier, dietitians will say, than the maize. You get it. And, you know, he going through that process means he is going to employ more people. You need somebody to run the machines, mail it, and then somebody to package. And so that is development. It sounds very small as packaging,
it's not
but
small.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, I like the development point that you've just made. I know that there's a few more you want to share, but we want to take a quick message from our sponsors when we get back. We get interactive.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997 FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216541. That's 0302-216541. You can also send us your comments on 0551111997. That's 0551111997. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive. We want you to arrive alive. But otherwise, pick up that phone. Give us a call on 0302-216541. We're here in the studio with Abigail Deku. And she's telling us the EPAC story. Very exciting indeed. Packaging available for all of your products. By all means, pick up that phone. Let's have a conversation. Let's see how we can help your business to grow as we develop agri-business. Here are some announcements for your attention. The Vamo Technologies brings you job opportunities and favorite shows via your phone. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Vamo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. That's not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Vamo Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. The Joy Safari Escape, Father's Day. This Father's Day, give Dad more than a gift. Give him an unforgettable experience. Join the Joy Brands for the Joy Safari Escape, the ultimate weekend getaway, created to celebrate fathers and father figures from the 20th to the 21st of June. Enjoy a premium escape filled with relaxation, adventure, music, great food, and quality family time. Your experience includes complimentary bus services to and from Aqua Safari, because we care about your comfort. breakfast and courtesy breakfast will be served courtesy of Safari Homes, luxury night stay at Aqua Safari. There'll also be a scenic river tour with boat cruises. There'll be fish and tortoise feeding experiences. There'll also be underwater cave viewing, the Echo Park adventure with amazing wildlife encounters. There'll also be buffet meals. There'll be an island party with live band entertainment. There'll be archery, board games, and lawn tennis. And there'll be endless vibes from our DJs. Book now or make your inquiries or call on 053-100-3813 on the Joy Safari Escape. The Joy Safari Escape is brought to you by Latex Foam, your partner for life. Woodin, le créateur. Reedy Vitamin C, it boosts your immune system. Valex Lease Equipment Limited, copier leasing, renting, and maintenance services. Phone lines are still open. Numbers to call 0302216541. I have a caller on the line. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good afternoon. My name is T. My name is T.
Right. Where are you calling us from this afternoon, T?
Station.
Talk to me, T.
Yes. Madam Deku, how are you?
I'm well, T. How
yes. I started listening to you from the beginning you've started. And my daughter is also doing the same thing at the tech.
Okay.
Packaging technology.
Okay.
So when you started explaining the thing, my mind just captured you. And then I said, oh, right, so that is what you are. My daughter is doing. Okay. So thank you very much for explaining the thing detail to me. So I would just encourage her to do when she come out, she can get a good job.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I will continue listening to you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, T. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate the call. I've got a couple of messages on social media. This one didn't add your name. It says, good afternoon, boss. Kindly tell your guest that EPAC should kindly bring the price and quality down. Some of us SMEs are struggling financially to start up. We really want to work with them, especially me, by their price. Thank you. This is from Arnold. Arnold, thank you for reaching out to us. You want to react to that quickly?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm not surprised this is coming up.
Okay.
But we want to encourage the SMEs out there that flexible packaging is not cheap.
Right.
It's a whole process. And if you want to grow as a brand, you have to make that commitment.
Mm.
And again, EPAC, when we started, for people who knew us when we started, it was quite higher. But we are working internally to bring the cost down gradually. Mm. Initially, we were not even doing minimum of 500.
Mm.
So to answer his question, we are trying our best to bring it down. But we encourage him also to be ready to put up some commitment.
You know, together. Since we're talking about value chain creation, we're doing this together. We're all pitching in to help. So we can have a conversation later. You can bring in other people who can help with financing options for startups.
Yeah.
It's part of the value chain. I've got another caller on the line. You're welcome to Masterclass. Your name is
where
calling from.
Yes, Madam. This is Arnold.
Arnold, you called. Thank you for calling.
I didn't know that you'd be opening the line.
Right. Talk to me, Arnold.
Yes, thank you so much. In fact, I sent a message before she started talking about it, reducing it.
Right.
Because I was there before,
right.
But it was like 2,000 pieces.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm struggling to start. So when I heard the 500, I said, wow.
Yes.
So I'm planning to go there tomorrow and see how best.
Perfect. We're waiting for you.
When you tell them that you heard it on Masterclass.
Yeah, sure. I'll do so. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for reaching out. I've got another message. This is from Ray from Ashalibutri. Ray says, can your guest slowly give us their contact? I was going to do that in the end, but now that Ray is asking, let's do it now.
Okay, so...
So where can we find you after
today's
conversation?
You can find us at Spentes Access Bank.
Okay.
We're just at Access Bank, Spentes
okay.
Road Access Bank.
Okay.
And the number that they can call...
Okay.
...is 0596-99-3889.
Okay.
I take it again.
Yep.
0596-99-3889. 89
Okay.
Call us. Let's talk business.
Okay. I'm sure this phone is going to start ringing before we end the show. It always happens. Thank you so much for sending that out. I think we've got a couple more minutes. Phone lines are still open. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. You can still send us your comments on 0551111997. I always say here on the show that COVID left us some bad memories, but on the back of COVID, we've never seen ingenuity and innovation. I like to talk about Ghana than we have seen in the last 15 years. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting for me. You see young people doing their own thing. And now we have the value chain, agribusiness we're talking about, from soil to sovereignty. Yeah. And now we have our own packaging. So not only are we producing our own food and our own drinks, but Ghana has such a plethora. Mm-hmm. Even our drinks alone, local drinks, we won't finish packaging them. Definitely. Before we talk about our snacks, before we talk about our food. Mm. But you had a few more slides. Maybe you want to share them, and then I've got some questions I want to ask, but I want my guests to do us the honors. Keep your comments coming on 055-111-1997, or pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541.
Okay, so what I wanted to add to it has to do with the market that we serve. I think you listed a couple, but we actually serve a very large product of markets out there. You can talk about the cereal products, from grains, corn, millet, hausa, cocoa, ekwegbemi. You mentioned them. We can give you packaging if you
here in Ghana
we produce
real
them
time
right
value.
From yes real time value we make them from scratch.
Okay,
we make them from scratch, and then we produce it, get it to you at your own time. So I will make an example, give an example of an experience that we've gone through. So I have Aladdin snacks over here. Shout out to her. So she came to us and she was like, I have a very amazing product, and Abigail, I want to make sure that I'm packing it right, but I don't know. I want to make sure I'm going out of the country. She had a lot of expectation. I was like, okay, let's do this together. So this is how she was starting. She started packing it. She packs them in bottles, and this is how she keeps it. Then we're like, okay, let's put you on the EPAC amazing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made
pouches
for her.
You call them
stand up pouches,
right?
Stand up pouches. So what we are doing here is knocking this off, and then we give her this amazing product.
Show this to the camera for me. For those who are watching us live, we're streaming live. This, so show us the before.
So this is the before.
This is the before.
And this is the after.
And this is the after.
This is the after.
And this was done in Ghana. You know, and I was telling someone on the show the other day that packaging speaks where the product cannot.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into a mall and I bought Willy because I like the packaging.
Exactly.
And I saw the Ghana flag on it.
Exactly.
I was like, that's Ghana, that's my country. I bought it. So the packaging does speak.
Mm-hmm.
It does speak. And this is brilliant. It's such a transformation, eh?
Yes. And after this, so you, after we make this for her, after she came to meet us, she realized and learned that, oh, she can actually add more products to it, because just with her design, she can have all her products. So this is not only her flavor. She has about 5 flavors.
Right.
Okay. And now this is like a family pack. People are requesting for more. The students out there, children going to school, how can we serve them? Then, boom, she had to now move from family pack, and now she's making the sachet ones. So if she's selling this for 50 cedis, she can sell this for 5 cedis. So this is how she has enlarged herself, become better growth for her business. And this is what we give to customers. And we're encouraging them that... So we...
So they're different types.
So just for those who are viewing, we have in here the different flavors. So this is the milk and this is the coconut. Mm. So she's able to do a lot of more flavors. You can always add up.
Okay.
And you see, it's very easy to introduce new products, because if you're bringing up new products, you're not sure whether it will survive.
Sell or not. I've got a few messages on social media.
Right.
Let's see if we can take them. This one is from, I don't get your name. It says, EPAC has been very helpful to my product packaging. They contacted me that they can help me do better packaging for my coated peanuts, and they sure did. My coated peanuts had 1 month shelf life without chemical preservation. With the packaging they did for me, the coated peanuts now has a month's shelf life without chemical preservation. Okay, I can't see this. It says they do roll stock packaging and stand up pouch packaging for my rich gold seasoned coated nuts.
Oh,
you didn't add it. It says this Grace Abigail knows me.
Okay. Yeah.
She's saying Abigail knows her.
Mom's recipe.
Yeah, but that's a testimonial from one of our customers. I've got another message on social media. This is from Robert in Matek. Robert says, a very good session. Please, can you give out the name of the company and contact? The name of the company is EPAC Flexible Packaging Ghana. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the number we give out, but we will write it again and give it out when we're signing out. This is from Robert in Matek. Robert, thank you so much. I've got another one. This is Francis from Oyarifa. Francis says, I want to know what you are doing to encourage the use of reusable packaging material. Given that packaging contributes tremendously to environmental pollution and flooding. Francis from Oyarifa, I was going to ask you this question later, but now that Francis is asking, we've got just a few minutes. You want to touch on it. What are you guys doing in terms of helping the sustainability conversation?
Okay, so even choosing flexible is actually sustainable.
Okay.
Because all the compositions and materials that we use in making them are actually sustainable. Okay, even comparing what we are doing in rigid plastic, you realize that ours is like the least of how would I put it? It's the least in terms of sustainability. So we are adding on, and also with our pouches, they are reusable,
right?
We have zippers over there.
I think
there.
Reusability so helps the sustainability conversation.
Yes, exactly. So you put in the product, you use them. After that, you can put another thing in, just like what we do to our containers.
Mm.
We buy them, we finish it, we put another thing. So you can do same with the packaging, also the pouches. You can do same with it.
In terms of the material that you use for your packaging, is this mainly plastics or... I'm asking this question because of the styrofoam ban. How does that affect what you do in terms of your raw material supply?
Can you
do you use styrofoam at all as part of your packaging? You don't use styrofoam at all?
No, it doesn't affect us.
Okay, because
yeah.
There is a ban on styrofoam because of all this flooding that's occurring and all of that.
Yeah.
The government has put a ban on it. So I just wanted to know what your position was. And it's refreshing to know that you don't use styrofoam as part of your packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some other non-food packaging situations, people do use styrofoam quite a bit. It helps to prevent the product from denting and all of that. So it's refreshing to know that. But apart from not using the products and having reusable, are there any ingenious things you're doing in terms of maybe education sessions on some of your consumers on how they should dispose of after they've used the packaging? Responsible behavior, if you wish. Is this something you're planning to do or you're already doing? You're planning to do it?
Yeah, we are planning to.
Because it will help. You see, all of this thing, we are, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
All this flooding and everything is us. Once the product is done, then we just chuck it in some place and then it ends up in the water bodies. But it's important to know that you are doing something. I've got quite a few questions, but I think you were finishing off. I'd like to get your content out instead of my questions. So I think you were finishing off on... Yeah, I think you had about two more slides. And then I've got just about 3 minutes to go.
Okay.
Do I have a few messages on social media? No, I don't.
Okay, so in order to support the agro processing industry, since we've been in existence, we have done training for SMEs to support them. We did one with GEPA, I think 3 years ago. We did another one with FDA.
Okay.
We did another one too with GSI, AGI too. We did if I'm right.
Okay.
So this is just to build capacity and educate them, get the SMEs to know how important packaging helps their business, how it's able to equip them, move their product from one stage to another, how it's able to help them get their products globally recognized. Because if you're packaging right, definitely you can sell everywhere in the world. You can sell in Nigeria, you can sell in the US, you can sell everywhere. And we don't only make packaging for Ghanaians. We have made packaging for people, the West African countries around us, Togo, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, and you can count them. We have served a lot of West African countries.
So you got products going into the sub-region as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have products going out there.
I think it's commendable that you're already doing some of these awareness sessions. But I think our recommendation here from the show will be that you make it more central. That is what will distinguish you from. Because I'm looking at some statistics before I came here on the show, and Ghana produces an estimated 1 million tons of plastic every year annually. That's a lot of plastic. I'm just talking about just plastics alone.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of our packaging is also plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Though I know there's been engineering to reduce its biodegradability from that 100 years down, but it's still plastic, and about 86% of it is not being properly disposed of. So when you make your training session central,
mm-hmm.
It will distinguish what EPAC does. What should we remember from this conversation, if we remember nothing at all? And then when you're done with that, you can put out the contact number again.
Okay. Yeah. So what we want viewers and listeners to remember today is that EPAC Flexible Packaging Ghana, we are here to serve the large market, the small-scale businesses, the medium-scale businesses. They can reach us at Spintex on the Access Bank block. We are just there. And we produce this locally here in Ghana. They can buy as low as 500 pieces, like Arnold shared. He didn't know. Now he has had the opportunity to hear. We've been trying to blast this forever and ever, but it's good we are here again, and we are letting them know that as low as 500 they can do their product. And also, because it's a digital technology, they can run different products. Numerous, they should get creative and come up with new product, because we got them. And finally, I will encourage all the SMEs to visit our facility. Let's talk.
Where do we find you online? Just EPAC Flexible Packaging Ghana?
Yes. So if you're looking at Instagram, you find us EPAC West Africa.
Okay.
You see us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Okay.
You'll be able to
If there are people
us.
Who say, I don't have a product, but I can help in your value chain, I can produce some of your raw material, should they get in touch for a conversation?
So,
like the raw materials for packaging. If there's a company that says, I can be part of what you are doing, should they get in touch for a conversation?
Yes, why not?
Yeah?
Why not?
Okay, let's put the phone number out. And
yes.
Then, yeah.
Definitely.
So maybe we'll just put that final. Once they can find you online, that works. Okay, we will put that number out again before we go. But thank you so much for joining us. I think that we ran out of time. This has been the EPAC story on here on the Joy Business story. Abigail Deku shared that conversation with us, and she's the head of sales at EPAC Flexible Packaging Ghana. This has been Masterclass. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you same time next.